from the Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 studios in Los Angeles, it's time to go back to the films. Now here's your host, Tommy T. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me for the very first installment of Back to the Films, a podcast dedicated to the reminiscence and appreciation of films of old. I'm your host, Tommy T. Today, we will be discussing the 1997 film Titanic, directed by James Cameron and starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Before we begin, let's take a moment to recap the film so that we can all know what the hell we're talking about. Titanic opens with vintage footage of the RMS Titanic setting sail on its maiden voyage, accompanied by a score that's equal parts beautiful and saddening. We are introduced to an expedition team searching the ruins of the ill-fated ship at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, with one of its crew members perhaps being the best thing to come out of the 90s. Bill Paxton wearing a skater cut, single-loop earring, and knitted sweater. The crew is looking for an artifact known as the Heart of the Ocean, a big-ass diamond cut into a heart and fit into a necklace. Finding the safe of who they believe to be the owner of the diamond, Bill Punxson is disappointed to find that the safe does not contain the diamond, but is quickly cheered up when he discovers a steaming hot nudie of a young girl wearing the diamond. This leads us to Rose, who is very, very old. While making clay bowls by herself and not accompanied by Patrick Swayze's ghost, Rose overhears the discovery of her steaming hot nudie. After making some calls, Rose tells Bill Punxson that she was the knockout in the drawing, encouraging Bill to invite her to join him and his knitted sweaters on a Russian carrier, bringing a shitload of luggage with her because she is old. Rose begins to cry when watching footage of the cruise expedition, reminiscing about the most impactful 2 days of her life. Damn it, only 20 minutes in, I'm already beginning to cry. God, I knew this would be a mistake. I should have picked Shrek 2. What's wrong with Shrek 2? It's shorter, everybody loves it, and doesn't make me cry. Well, at least not tears of sadness. After 22 excruciating minutes, we are finally introduced to Titanic's main attraction, Rose, only not so old, and Jack. Rose is a privileged rich girl set to marry Cal, who is an asshole, while Jack is a perfectly attractive, kind, talented guy who's also a disgusting peasant. After winning 2 tickets in a game of cards, Jack hops onto Titanic alongside his incredibly stereotypical Italian friend Fabrizio. Shenanigans ensue because while Jack screams, Rose is stuck screaming internally while attending formal dinner parties, because formal dinner parties are awful. Running to the back of the ship, Rose contemplates suicide, but is stopped by Jack, who is more of an asshole than I remember during this scene. After slipping and falling and saving her life, Jack is invited by Cal to join one of their formal dinner parties. Yay? The next day, sparks begin to fly between the two, as Jack shows his drawings of French girls to Rose, and also shows her how to spit like a man.
You gotta work on it. Really? Really try and hawk it up and get some body to it, you know? You gotta...
Kathy Bates, who I seemingly forget stars in every movie that I've seen her in, acts as a chaperone to Jack, letting him know how to get on the good side of the rich snobs. After winning everyone over at dinner with his impressive words and even more impressive face, Jack and Rose run off together to join the real party going on downstairs, consisting of Irish folk music, tap dancing, alcohol, arm wrestling, and punches to the face. Waking up with a terrible hangover, Cal reminds Rose that she needs to obey him because, you know, it's the 1910s, goddammit. Rose is also reminded by her mother that the wedding needs to go through because despite their outward appearance, the family is actually struggling financially, establishing to the audience that Rose's mom is actually a horrible person. Eager to see her again, Jack is prevented by Cal and his goons from speaking to Rose. But did you think all this was going to stop them? If it did, we wouldn't have much of a movie now, would we? Rose finds Jack at the front of the ship and together share their first kiss in perhaps the most iconic and consequently most spoof scene in cinematic history. Afterwards, Rose asks Jack to
draw me like one of your French girls.
With men in the audience being treated, or made uncomfortable, by Kate Winslet's PG-13 nudity. Cal finds Jack strong at Rose, and jealous of his superior drawing skills, wants Jack dead. Running through the ship to avoid Cal's goons, Jack and Rose find an appropriate place to do it, cueing one of the most over-the-top sex scenes ever. We are then reminded that all of this ends horribly when the film cuts to the captain having a warm cup of tea and telling his crew nighty-night, all while 2 complete idiots operate as lookouts. While oogling at Jack and Rose making out on the deck, the two bimbos fail to spot an iceberg the size of the fucking White House sticking out of the water, marking the beginning and the end of not just Jack's young life, but the end of VHS tape 1. After the collision, Jack and Rose return to Cal. Despite the obvious dangers of staying on a sinking ship, they do not stop Cal from wanting Jack dead, with Cal's goon planting the heart of the ocean inside Jack's pocket. With Jack handcuffed near the bottom of the ship and with the water rising, Rose breaks free from Cal to save Jack from inevitable death. All hell breaks loose as the third act of the film goes full James Cameron mode. Water bursts through walls, people get shot, and human bodies bounce around like discs in a large-scale game of Plinko. Despite reaching the safety of a lifeboat, Rose jumps back onto Titanic, as she was told earlier by the ship's designer that there would not be enough lifeboats for everybody, including Jack. Climbing to the back of the ship where they first met, Jack and Rose watch in horror as Titanic is slowly swallowed by the Atlantic Ocean. Reaching the surface of the ice-cold water, Jack guides Rose to a piece of the ship for them to lay on. However, the piece will only support the weight of one of them, so Jack urges Rose to remain on the float while he stays in the water. Once a lifeboat has come to save them, everyone in the water is frozen to death, including Jack, stating,
"I'll never let go. I promise."
Rose releases Jack's hand as he slowly sinks out of view. Too weak to yell for help, Rose is able to reach a whistle and attract the attention of the lifeboat, fulfilling her promise to Jack that she would survive. Moved by her story of love and survival, Bill Punxton gives up his search for the diamond in favor of moving on with his life. Later that night, Rose makes her way to the back of the carrier, where it is revealed that she has had the diamond this entire time. Rose throws the heart of the ocean into the water, where it slowly sinks out of view. In the film's final scene, we see Rose sleeping peacefully in her bed, alongside pictures illustrating her having lived a life of freedom and adventure after having met Jack.